comes C.J. Anderson running behind a wall of blockers. C.J.'s on the loose. C.J. with one to beat. Down the sideline. C.J. Anderson to the house. Denver wins it.
The Broncos handed the Patriots their first loss of the season, and they did so in come-from-behind fashion. Hello and welcome to L.A. Access. I'm Phil Milani. As always, I'm joined by John Elway. And, John, the Broncos were down by 14 twice in that game, were able to battle back. What do you think about their toughness and their resiliency in that game?
Well, we hung in there. I think that we didn't come out of the chute very fast. We made a couple mental mistakes early, and so it took us a while to get into the game. Plus, you look at the weather and what we're putting up with there, and, of course, they had to deal with it too. But I thought that we hung in there, and I think that's the resilience of this team has come through time and time throughout this year, and I think that's one of the great things about this team is they are resilient, they work hard, they never quit, and we're able to keep battling and get out of there with a win.
They bring six. Osweiler floats one. Back of the end zone. Caldwell! Touchdown, Denver!
Brock Osweiler looked really comfortable in that situation. Led two late touchdown drives, one in the fourth, one in overtime. Were you impressed by the way he played and handled that?
Well, he's handled the last 2 weeks tremendously, and I think that the one thing that you never know how anybody, young quarterback's going to handle is how they handle it when the lights come on, and I think the poise that we've seen from Brock has been tremendous. He's been very accurate with the football. He's got the ball in the right spots, and he's done it with, he's taken some shots doing that. So we couldn't be happy with Brock and what he's done, and we just think he's going to continue to get better.
Okay, well, when we come back on LA Access, we'll look ahead to an AFC West battle this Sunday with the Chargers.
CenturyLink is rolling out 1 gig internet so you can connect to all the Broncos high-speed action.
CenturyLink, home team, home connection.
CenturyLink, partners in speed with the Denver Broncos and Emmanuel Sanders.
Broncos fans, are you connected?
The U.S. Bank FlexPerks Travel Rewards Visa Signature Card. Flex points go farther. Earn more and redeem faster, giving more power to you. Airline tickets start at just 20,000 flex points. Apply today at flexperks.com.
Only NFL Sunday Ticket brings you every game, every Sunday, no matter where you live. Plus, the Red Zone Channel, DirecTV Fantasy Zone, and more. For the ultimate NFL viewing experience, order NFL Sunday Ticket only on DirecTV.
Welcome back to LA Access, and this week the Broncos play the Chargers. What do you think about the matchup of the Broncos' top-ranked pass defense going up against a guy like Phillip Rivers?
Well, Phillip's had a great year, and he's a tremendous quarterback. He's a great competitor, and I think that if you look at what their record is, it does not reflect what kind of football team they are. They've had a lot of close football games that they've not figured out. They've been on the losing end of that, they very easily could have been on the winning end. So, I mean, if you look at a 3-8 record, they very easily could be 8-3. So we've got our hands full. We have to bounce back from a big win Sunday night and be ready to play when we get down there. But we're going to have our hands full. We're going to get tested. And I think that, he's got some weapons, even though he's lost a lot of weapons. Their offensive line is coming back. They're getting healthier in the offensive line and protecting them better. And so he just does a great job of getting rid of the football and getting it to the right guys with accuracy. So we're going to have to be ready because he's a great competitor and a great quarterback.
And finally, on Wednesday, the Pac-12 named you the offensive player of the century. You've had a lot of awards and honors throughout your career. Where does that one rank?
Well, it's right up there. It was a surprise. But I tell you what, it was truly a tremendous honor, and I'm flattered by that. And, I remember looking back as a little kid wanting to play in the Pac-10 when I was able to get that to that age and fortunate to be able to go to Stanford and play there, play with a lot of great players. And so it's truly a tremendous honor, and I'm looking forward to going out and seeing Stanford play SC in the Pac-12 championship game.
Okay, well, congratulations on that. That's going to do it for us. For John Elway, I'm Phil Milani, and that's been LA Access.